We back at it here. And it's your girl, Adalis. It's Adalis. And I'm sorry that we've gone MIA for quite a bit. But listen, it's really, things are happening here. And we're moving and we're grooving. And it has just been a blessing. And this is a little different. This is going to be a conversation piece between me and my homegirl, Melissa. And for you, for a lot of you, she is going to be known as Dean Melissa. How does that sound?
That sounds pretentious. but you know what?
Get over it.
I will respond
Get
to
it. Get over it.
Yes, you can also just call me Melissa Atkinson. Mm-hmm. That's perfectly fine, but I will get used to it. Mm-hmm. Dean, it has a little ring to it.
I like it. Dean Melissa.
Sister. It's prophetess.
Like, it's like our Dean. Dean.
Dean Gallagher.
Dean Gallagher.
Brother,
like, you can't just
Dean.
Call him Brother Gallagher or Professor Gallagher. There was this, like, to me, it was Dean Gallagher. That was your title. It's one name. It's not two.
I don't receive that.
So that's what it's going to be with you. Dean Melissa.
That's fine.
It's going to be your new name.
That, you know what?
Listen, if you don't know, we are launching a Bible school in September of this year, 2022. And I want to encourage you, this is just going to be all for that, to let you know what's being offered, to just kind of like walk you through. If you feel a call to the ministry full time, okay, this isn't, hey, let's just get our feet wet in the Bible and let's figure out like what we want to do in this time. If that's you, there's other avenues. We are really honing in on those individuals that feel a call from God to come and do ministry, not part-time, not
nope.
like a little bit that, you know, 2 months in. You
no
know,
nine
2 months
five.
Out. No. This has to be an all-encompassing thing for you in your life. Like, when you're called to ministry, it's all or nothing. And so I want that to just really, I want that to be something that you think about, because a lot of people, and I know we've seen it in Bible school, they just come to see what's available.
Yes.
Maybe they have their own line of work and they're still single.
Get a spouse.
They come.
I knew you
married.
Were where you were going with
you
that.
You knew that. And
Ring
so
by
they're
spring.
Not really. So it ends up like you meet a spouse and you pull that other individual out of the ministry. I've seen that happen time and time again, where it's like, this person never was in it for the ministry, but the other person was. And now she's being pulled out of ministry because she met up with this guy. So it's just like, we want serious minded people when it comes to the ministry. So if you have a call from the Lord and you are in the ages of 18 to 35, we'll get into that too, because
yes,
a lot of people
will.
Don't like the age restriction. But if you're in the ages of 18 to 35 and you feel a call to the ministry full time, I want you to apply. Be a part of this mm-hmm. school, Revival Today Bible Institute, and you can find all that information on our website,
RevivalTodayBibleInstitute.com.
Thank you. I was looking down to see like where it was, but Mal Mal's on it. And if you know anything about me, you know that I did my time in Bible school, albeit it was a short run, because I met this man named Jonathan Shuttlesworth, who said, I can teach you everything. So in my time at Bible school, I met a wonderful young girl who was an incredible mind. And one of the things that drew me about you, Mel, at the time was the fact that you were so funny, because I couldn't find that there. I felt like when I went to that Bible school, it mm-hmm. was dry. And for the few people that I could connect with, it was because they had like a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things that really drew me to you. And so this friendship started 2000 what?
2000. When did you come?
2000. I graduated 2003. I took a year in between. No, I didn't. I didn't take a year off. I started in fall, so it would have been January 2005, probably.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have been in my junior year.
Yeah, that makes sense. But all of these So 2005, what would that be? 15 years ago?
I was trying to put it in my head the other day. I graduated in 06. So yeah, 15. Who was a calculator?
What?
We're over here with our fingers. Like, not even 20 years ago.
2005, you said? Was it 2005? Are you sure?
You said you went in January of 2005 is when you started?
I want to say that that's right, but it might have been. Wait a minute. No.
I think you were a mid-semester
student.
Yes,
because I was. I was starting the second year. And then during the winter is when I dipped out because I got married in 2006.
Yes.
So the year after. So it would have been 2005, which would have been 17 years ago.
Which is the age of many of the students that have actually applied.
I know, so crazy.
So yeah, it's been a great ride. But I think what like Adalis was saying is that when you come to Revival Today Church and when you're a part of this school or anyone that's followed their ministry or even this podcast, know that there's no religious spirit. Like, we want to have fun.
Yes.
We love to joke.
Yes.
We love to pull many a pranks. So, which is nice, because I know a lot of times when people get saved, or even when I see them come to church, and they're like, wait, like, you can have fun. You
right.
can crack jokes and not have to have, you know, your button collared all the way to the top.
Right.
And do so many Hail Marys and kneel before you go into service. That's not the case here. So, I think that's the consensus among most of the teachers here is they have that same spirit. You know,
yes.
They have that same
joy.
Joy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that. Not everyone has the same sense of humor.
No.
It is an acquired taste, let's say that, but it's one that I enjoy very much.
Same,
so I would say
same
the same thing with Adalis is just that humor. And I think even going back to, you know, when we were then in Virginia Beach, like talking about like students coming in by faith, you know, and living by faith. I remember you were like one of the first people that took me out to Ruth Chris.
Yes.
When we were down there.
I know.
And you guys.
And I didn't have a lot of money.
No,
back then.
And you guys
I was like,
talk
I was,
about
mm,
that all the time about
like
the
$180. I got $300 in my bank account.
But you would have never known.
Yeah.
Even back then, mm-hmm. you know, by the way you lived out your life. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And
I didn't feel,
cool.
I didn't feel like that yeah. was like, I didn't have that kind of mindset. I was mm-hmm. like, no, there's going to be more where this came from. Like, I mm-hmm. don't see Melissa a ton. So when we do go out, we're going to go out and we're going to have like a great time
yeah.
and make up for lost time. That's how I thought. So it wasn't, you know, it's just interesting that God can knit you up because mm-hmm. what are the odds that all these years later, you're going to find us
that
at
is
this
so
place.
True.
Like,
it
that's
is.
Crazy to me.
Don't
because
me.
Two different, shut up, don't cry. Because yeah. two, I mean, we, like, in the natural, there's mm-hmm. no way that your family and my family would have ever connected.
Yeah.
You know, even I know you come up, you come from an AG background, so do I. That was the main draw for the Bible
yes.
school, I think. But even after we parted ways, I was like, I'm probably never going to see any of y'all except for you. And then you just, like, mm-hmm. started popping up on the radar. And I was like, wait a minute, Virginia Beach. And
yeah.
now, after all these years, you're the dean of our Bible school.
Insane.
Like, I literally, I'm like, it's crazy. I'm thankful to God for you. I'm thankful to God for your obedience. Because you could have been anywhere. And you just decided, like, I think I'm going to make, you know, Pennsylvania mm-hmm. my home. Not knowing that we were going to launch a school. Not knowing,
no.
like, you really didn't, you know.
But the draw was you guys.
Yes.
I mean, I came up here, you know, with Megalis and yourself. And that was something, you know, we did this morning for those of you that are listening now. We did a YouTube question and answer time, people calling in or messaging in, just talking way more specifics about some facts you may have. So if you haven't checked that out, make sure you check it out.
Yes.
But to kind of go off of that, like I was thinking to like, there's going to be people watching or some of you may be listening now and you are like at a crossroads
mm.
and there may be a choice, you know, and you're weighing them, you know, between A and B. And it doesn't have to be that A is evil, like the path of evil, and B is a path of good and like this little devil or angel on your shoulder. It can be two very good choices. But you have to ask yourself, what is the best for my life? What is the choice that's going to give you that most fulfillment, give you the abundant life that Christ offers, where when you stand before him face to face and he shows you all that you could have done and have done, that you're not left there feeling defeated, saying, man, I just chose to stay in my comfort zone. I chose to put it on coast, go easy. And that was the case for me before I came up here from Virginia Beach. I had finished my residency. I'd finished my graduate degree, and I was at that crossroads. And I knew God was speaking to me because I knew I was at the point where I was going to either have to put roots down in Virginia Beach, or I was going to have to go somewhere else. Like, I had just finished my job, and I was moving out of the school system, and then I actually had accepted, like, my dream job, working at a counseling agency with these two women that train all across the U.S. in Christian counseling and this EMDR and did all this stuff with the Enneagram, and they had opened their own counseling service. And it was something that, like, up to the culmination, I mean, this was my dream. First of all, that I had gotten this job offer, you know, with these two women, and then knowing, okay, I'm guaranteed probably in a few years to be hitting six figures.
Yeah.
Easily. But I just felt like there was something more for me. I really did. I just felt like, you know, I could stay here. This would be good. But is this God's best for me?
Wow. Like,
is there not something more where not just focused on me, but kingdom-minded?
Yes.
And at the time, you know, moving to Pittsburgh, you know, not having a job here.
Not having a family. Having, like, knowledge of anything,
that's,
really.
Yeah, that security. But it was that step of faith that launched me. And then, you know, beyond that, just see all the blessings, you know, continuing friendship with you and Megalis, you know, getting another job here at that time, meeting my husband. And it's just blown my mind.
Wow.
So anyone listening today and you're thinking about that and you're just making a decision, it could be about the Bible school. It could be about just moving to Pittsburgh and joining us here at Revival Today Church. I just pray that you listen to the Holy Spirit. Let him drop that in you and asking him, God, you know, what is your will for my life? Which path should I take? And what is not just good, not just better, but the best?
Yes.
And follow his leading.
That's so powerful because I feel like you can miss it. And it's just that one decision to remain in your comfort zone, because a lot of the times what's best isn't necessarily the easiest. And so there's sacrifices that are going to have to be made. And so, but when you do, like when I said yes to the ministry, when I said yes to marrying Jonathan, it was yes to full-time ministry, yes to leaving my home state of Massachusetts and going to God knows where. You know, we've been everywhere. And when I did that, it was a sacrifice because I knew I'm not going to see my family. That's my support system. That's the network that I've survived in for so many years. And so now I have to start from scratch. And that can be a little daunting. It could be scary. If you allow fear to intercept your, you know, faith, you're not going to do much.
That's true.
And it's really sad because, like, what if you stayed in that place? Like, you could have met, like, if you stayed there, you would have met, like, a guy who wouldn't have been, like, the best, you know, would have had children. But, like, you still, like, would have remained in a state of unfulfillment.
Exactly.
Is that a word? I don't know. I'm just going to go with it. But you don't feel fulfilled. And that, to me, is the suckiest part of life. Because that's what happened before ministry for me was that I was trying to do, like, go towards where the money was, in my opinion. Like, I don't want to do ministry because there's no money in ministry. So I want to be successful, and this is what to do in order for me to be successful. I wasn't thinking about, like, fulfillment. I was just following the money, you know? And then when you follow what you thought was going to be the be-all, end-all, and it's not, and you're thinking to yourself, if somebody gave me $1 million and I still had to do this, I would still feel unfulfilled.
Exactly.
So, like, just the coming to the realization, and I know, like, when you're young, these are the decisions that you make they're based out of this reality. Like, I want to make the most amount of money. But mm-hmm. then when you're almost 40 years old, you're clocking in, you realize like the money has very yeah. little to do with your joy and fulfillment in life. And to me, that has to be what you follow. Follow what is going to bring me the most fulfillment. What is going to bring me the most joy? And for you and for us, it should be mm-hmm. kingdom impact. What is something that I can do to present to Jesus after it's all said and done and say, Father, this is what I have to bring? Because if you don't know, the Word of God says that there's a Bema judgment for every believer. That Bema judgment is everything that we've done on earth, everything that we've worked for, everything that we've done, we are going to present to the Father mm-hmm. and he's going to try it by fire. And if it's not anything that he can use, which if it's not, if you're not kingdom minded, if there's not souls involved, if you're not giving to the things of God and to the, advancement of the kingdom, then it's all just going to go to waste. It's going to be a waste of freaking time. So I just find that so amazing that you made that choice. Mm-hmm. It was like, not what's going to be most beneficial to my wallet, but what's yeah. going to be most beneficial to the kingdom. And there's a scripture that says, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things are going to be added to you. So the husband was just a bonus. Amen. Like, and everything else was a bonus. Like yes. where you're at and the joy and the mm-hmm. peace that you feel. I don't think I've ever seen you happier, to be quite honest. Been. And so I look at you, I look at Steve, and I'm like, this is just, it's a dream come true. I got to pinch myself. I'm like, I don't know why you chose to be here, but I'm so happy that you are now, heading this. And just for, so, you know, like Jonathan and I, we had a vision, like we want to see a Bible school, and Mel, she done did everything. Like literally she was like, what do you want? How do you want it structured? Let's go. And we haven't done much. This has all been on you, the t-shirts, the merch, the websites, the social media. I know you've got like people behind you, but still like you are the, the force behind it. And Jonathan and I can't thank you enough. So for this Bible school, mm-hmm. I want you to know that we have had experience in Bible school, good and bad experiences. Yes. And I've through the years, now 15 years in the ministry, I realize what's most important in the foundation of a believer, which is why I'm just going to just like nip this in the bud, because a lot of you get your, panties at a bunch about like it not being for all ages. But between the ages of really like 17, 18 to 30. And we just like did 35 because we think that's like the best, whatever. It's a good cutoff. 33 would be a random age, but apparently that's what the military
it is. It's also when Jesus started his ministry and ended up going to the cross.
Boom. So we should have done 33. But we do that because these years are the most integral for your life. Like within the, right coming out of high school, you're wondering like, what am I going to do? I want to pursue, full-time ministry, but these are the options. And the options are, a $40,000 a year school. The mm-hmm. options are maybe not going into the vein. I don't think that I've ever seen somebody go into full-time evangelism from a school. I know our school didn't have that. Evangelism, it was either you're a pastor or you're a missionary or music. Was music
they had
a major?
Like children's, I think there was youth, they might have expanded it, but yes. It was like pastoral or like mission.
Yeah, like, those were the two veins. But evangelism, like being an evangelist, that wasn't like part of it. So we've just, over the years, we've seen what's most important in the foundation of somebody's ministry and life. And within these ages, it's the most important for you to just throw yourself into the training aspect of your life. In fact, Brother Ted Shuttlesworth Sr., he said from the ages of 0 to 30 are your training years, and 30 to 60 are your work years, and 60 to 90, or if God doesn't call you up sooner, those are your replication years. And so that's when you're like kind of duplicating yourself and what God's told you to do on imparting it into onto the next generation. So that just stuck with me because you see that it's these decisions that you make in your infancy, in your quite literally your the young adult phase of your life, that is going to really catapult you into a greater levels. And it's just important that you make those decisions between that age range. And we also feel that after a certain age, you've got kids, you've got a career, you don't just up and leave something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
to start
different priorities.
It's a different mindset. There's different priorities. And it's not that you can't. Because I know lots of people who've had degrees in, who got their bachelor's degrees, master's degrees in their 40s.
Yeah.
But this is not the place for you. There's other avenues.
Yeah. And so it's not to say that, oh, you don't have a call in your life.
Right. No one's saying that.
Or because you may have come to Christ or fallen away and come back to him and got radically saved or radically set on fire after 35. And there are a lot of phenomenal places for you to attend.
Yes.
Or to get
and
plugged
online.
In.
Online.
Yes.
You know.
If you're at a place and you have, you know, six kids and you have a job where you're at or you have a support system there, there's many places that you can do online classes.
Yes.
So, but for the purpose of this podcast and us here at Revival Today Church and Revival Today Bible Institute, these are the students, and this is our area that we've chosen to, you know, hone in on, to narrow in on, and that's the route that we're choosing to take.
Yeah. So, again, it's not to say that there's no call on your life and that God can't use you. He can use you. We're just honing in on this because we think it's very important.
Because one of the things, too, is that the first 6 months, there's no dating. Unless,
right.
Of course, you're already married, but there's no dating. And the purpose of that is that you just dedicate yourself. So you're really focused on our studies. You're focused on being here, being a part of Revival Today Church. When you're dating someone long distance or locally, I mean, you got to go out on dates. You got to wine and dine them.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. And you should be doing that. You got to get that romance.
Mm-hmm.
Little Pepe Le Pew. You know, little Lady and the Tramp meatball stuff.
Do what you got to do.
You know, you should be doing that. But when, for the first 6 months, when you're here, your focus is, you know, on being here. And I think, as we discussed before, you know, this morning, and as we've talked, Dallas, is that when I was in school, you know, I could go nonstop. It didn't even faze me.
Right.
You know, I didn't need a Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't even drink coffee at that time.
Yeah.
Like, I could have sleepless nights to get work done. I would go work, you know, at locally when I was a waitress, and it was nothing. Like, I didn't have to get up in the morning, you know, praying to God to give me the strength,
right.
to, you know, lift me
right.
up on the wings of eagle. Like, I didn't have that bookmark in my Bible. Like, I didn't put on the music. You know, you could put a little overlay to this, the Selah song,
yep,
in
yep.
Jesus' name we press on. I'm gonna pause right now so you all can hear it. Make sure you put that in that after in the edit.
The strength to press on.
Okay, and we're back. So there was none of that. So it kind of speaks to that, because when you're a part of the church here too, is that you're also going to be in different parts of ministry. You're going to be able to see what youth ministry is, all right? You're going to be able to see what media is like.
Yes.
And children's ministry. And so, Adalys, I know you head up the children's ministry here. You're you're our pastor as well as the director of the children's ministry. So for someone that's going to be looking to attend in the fall, what would that look like? Volunteering
is going to be a huge aspect of being a student at Revival Today Bible School Institute, because, as you know, this thing is growing at a tremendous rate. And so we want to not only invest in you the things that we've learned throughout the years, but have you do them and be in action you know, coach you through, but allow you to do it yourself and get your, it's all hands on. And so I think that a lot of, I know it was for us with the Bible school, you know, what you did for the ministry was an afterthought. Here, it's really an integral piece, because then you get seasoned in everything that we're doing. Media, it's not just children, it's media. It's going to be the administrative aspect of this ministry. It's going to be youth. It's going to be ushers. It's going to be security. Like, you're going to be hands-on. And, you know, if you're not going to pastor a church, it would still benefit you. Because, you know, that we thought we weren't ever going to pastor a church. But it's also really beneficial for you to see what it takes to be in a church and how it runs, and have your hands in every element of it. And for some of you, you're going to find like that children's ministry shockingly energizes you. And you know, being a greeter depletes you. Like, these are all things that you have to really understand in order for you to fine tune the giftings and the call that is on your life.
Exactly.
And for a lot of you, I know it was for me, I felt a call to go into the ministry, but I don't come from a ministry background like you, Mel, or like Jonathan, you know? So I had no idea what that was going to look like until I started, you know, getting exposed to the elements of ministry. You know, there's an administrative aspect to ministry.
There is.
People don't know that. There's a media aspect of ministry. You can be in ministry and do media. You know, all of these things, because to me, when I first launched and was pursuing the call, I just thought it was pulpit ministry. I thought you would just could be, as a woman, you could be a missionary or a pastor. But that's it.
Yeah.
You know, all the youth thing and all that kind of stuff, I didn't even know that was like that was something that you could do and pursue. So for some of you, for the people that are going to attend, there's going to be things, that's the whole reason why we're going to submerge you into doing these outreaches and soul winning. You know, every aspect of what we do, I want you to get a knowledge of that so that you can replicate it, so that you can see what you love. And out of that, there's going to be, I really believe that God's going to talk to you and say, this is exactly the avenue that I want you to be in. And you didn't even realize it.
I agree wholeheartedly. And when I worked in high school and I would talk to the students about their schedule, you know, and electives they had to choose. And some electives they did not want to take.
Yeah.
And listen, they didn't have a choice.
Right.
You know, they just didn't have a choice. I know you don't like woodworking, but guess what? We're going to be in woodworking. You know, like, you don't have a physical bone in your body, but you got to take gym to get a diploma. So there's these different classes, or art, or, you know, finance classes, these electives. And I would always tell them, I said, I know you may not want to do it, but you need to change your perspective and see it's one thing that you're crossing off to know what your future is going to hold for you.
Yeah.
So now that you know, you can't sing a lick in that chorus class.
That's right.
In that boys choir.
Cross that off.
That, you know, so it's really looking at it from a different perspective. So as they're immersed in it, as you go through, you're seeing, okay, you know, I don't necessarily feel maybe my gifting is in this children's ministry, but I know how it's going to run now. And I know who I'm going to look for in my own leadership, you know, moving forward. When if I'm having a church.
Or how to even structure that.
Yes.
You know?
So there's all these different possibilities. But the fact is, you can't say, I'm only going to be an evangelist, so I don't want to work in any other type of ministry. You need to at least have an understanding.
Yes.
You got to know how the clock works here in college. Like, what's one thing that you were like, man, this really helped me as I, you know, as I left Zion, you know, one thing I really took away that was something that you still can look back on today?
One thing that I can take away was not even necessarily what the school had to offer me. It was the time there was time that I left my comfort zone and received clarity from God. Like, if I take, I don't remember one class, Mel, I'm honest to God. I wasn't a great student like
I
you are.
I believe you.
I wasn't, like, you know, to me, some of the topics at hand were actually contrary to what I was believing. Mm-hmm. Upon arrival, they were like, I don't know why you're even here. Some guy who just was there when I arrived and never was there again.
You never
but
saw
he was
him again.
Like, if you're looking for, it was like demonic, you
yes.
know, he's like, if you're looking to be successful, and he was talking about finances, he's like, you ought to just leave now because there's no money in the ministry. I remember that as like, he was a young, good looking guy. And I was like, who? And I never saw him again, which I thought was interesting. But
isn't it so funny that people are so easy to jump on the negative?
Yes.
And that's the thing you should remember. You know, people just pushing that into you instead of all the times I'm sure that people
encouraging
are like
encouraging you.
Encouraging
like,
you.
Why,
like,
why?
I can see those things.
And that's important. Like, because of their experience with ministry, and it wasn't the greatest experience, mm-hmm. that's what they would put on you. Like,
projection.
Don't come in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would project that on you. Don't come here thinking that this is going to be rainbows and butterflies. Don't come in here thinking that you're going to make a money and be successful at this. Don't come in here having faith to save a nation because that's not going to work. You, like, really. Like, and for us, what we offer is that we're in it. We're
yes.
in it. We believe in it. We're experiencing success. We're experiencing quite literally the glory of God, you know, with the things that have been happening to this ministry. Mm-hmm. So we are going to vouch for, you're never going to hear ministry is hard. You're never going to hear that. You're never going to say you're not going to make it. This is too much. That's too much. Hyper faith. You know, that kind of verbiage, we don't get that here. Like, if anything, you're going to get fed faith. You're going to get fed, you're going to be encouraged. You're going to be just, we're going to lead you in the way that you should go, you know? And the one thing that I did receive in my time away, which is so important, which is one of the downfalls that I think a lot of people face, is leaving, finding an apartment and making, because that's like a huge commitment. And, you know, for me, the greatest blessing for me going to Bible school was being away from my friends, being away from my family. And I mean this with all, you know, with all the love. But it was a time where God spoke to me. And I received clarity. I remember doing my first 3-day water fast there.
Wow.
And asking God, like, I want to know, because I had heard Jonathan teach, like, God has, if you're called to the ministry, God has a message for you and he has a location for you. Geographically, there's somewhere God wants you to be. And that stood to me. So those are the two things that I really was seeking God for. And I remember Angela Valco. Doing a senior sermon, and she was talking about the nations and how she was going to go into the nations and how there was you have to have a heart for the nations. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, like, so I'm like, send me to the Philippines, God. It was that service. I think that Mags took the, you know, they had flags all around the gymnasium, and she grabbed like the United States flag and ran. Do you remember?
Yo, I do think I might have slept in. No, but I do think I remember that. On another note, because there was a few semesters that I don't even know what it's called, but I was like disciplined because I missed. I would be late, mm-hmm. you know. It's not a morning person at that time. The Lord's worked on me, but
I would sleep in chapel. So, do you remember?
You would sleep underneath. I do recall they would sleep under the pew.
Yes, yes. I didn't care. I'm like, let's see her.
Well, at least you got yourself there. Your girl would stay right in that bed. Pulled the covers right
That's
up
true.
Over.
I did make it to chapel, even though
but
slept through it.
Nonetheless, it was a powerful
Nonetheless,
time.
It was powerful. And it was in that service, believe it or not, that I felt the Lord speak to me, like, exactly where I was to go. And shortly thereafter, I had received, like, dreams. I don't really, like, talk about it because I'm not into, like, the dream reader. But I know without a shadow mm-hmm. of a doubt that God had called me to do what I'm doing right now in the United States and evangelism, like be an evangelist.
Amen.
And so that was the first step for me to have that aha moment with God, mm-hmm. because I felt the draw. I felt it. And like you, it was either you're going to pursue the finances mm-hmm. or you're going to pursue what God has for you. And I wanted what God had for me. And in my mind couldn't comprehend the good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just to be honest, I'm like, this is a sacrifice. And looking at it now, he has far surpassed every one of my dreams.
Yeah.
He has gone far and above what I could have ever hoped for or even imagined, like that scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I take. It was the experiences that I had during service. It was the separation,
yeah,
that was also rough, you know, for a teenager or like a 20-year-old. That's the separation anxiety from your parents, from everything you've known. That you just come to a head with that, and just you're like, okay, now it's just me and God, and
yeah,
you're gonna have to help me. You're gonna have to, you know, solidify this word that's on the inside of me.
Because I think you have to call it what it is, and it's fear. So when you're thinking, and as you're listening and you're saying, you know, where am I going to live?
Yes.
You know, how am I going to get an apartment and I don't have a job yet? Or how am I going to get
or
an apartment?
God will make a way.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know how many times I've, especially in the AG, if there was a missions trip to Vanuatu or
yeah,
the Dominican Republic, it was like, if God wants me to go, he'll give me the money.
You have to do your end. And I think that's where we miss it. And
yes,
no one is going to come rescue in your life. No one is going to come do those steps for you. There has to be a point where you say, okay, I'm going to, you know, pull up my big girl pants,
yes,
my big boy pants,
yep,
and I'm going to go find a job. I'm going to go put a down payment on an apartment, and I'm going to take that step in faith. And then when you do that, God takes care of the other end.
Yes.
God takes care of the end, the impossible that you may be thinking.
Mm.
But you can do these steps. There are people that have moved across the country.
Yes.
For a spouse, for a loved one, for another school, and that aren't Christians.
Right.
Was it scary? I'm sure. But did they have to bring it to their prayer partners?
No.
Did they have to send it out in an email?
No.
You know, to the believers to pray for them that God will give them the faith? No, they just took action.
That's
There's
right.
basic principles beyond even, you know, the spiritual and the Bible that just are common
yes,
sense. And that's what you really have to take into account. Okay, God, I believe you've called me to this, and I'm going to do my part, and you're going to meet me there. So y'all need to get up on that Google.
Get up. There's ways.
Get up on there and take a look. On our website at the bottom, there's a facts section, and you can see, you know, as far as housing, we have some recommendations around the area for you. And after you get accepted, we also have a Facebook group that's private that you can join, and it's of all of the accepted students. And so that way it gives you an option to connect with those that are also incoming. And if need be, maybe look at getting a roommate to start with, or maybe down the road. It's just going to give you the option where you're going to be able to connect with. So we do that part. But it's nothing going to be where we're going to take your hand and I'm going to walk
no,
to the office with you and to give you your down payment.
Yes, that's what you got to understand here. Like, we're not looking for charity cases. We're not looking for people that are going to be like, I don't know what to do. Can you help? Like, no. You have to understand, if you're going to pursue something in the ministry, like, these are all things that are going to set you up to win in your own ministry. Like, knowing how to get an apartment, knowing mm-hmm, how to survive without your mom and dad, getting a job,
yes,
the practical element of ministry, I feel like, starts when you step foot here in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm, and have to, you know, kind of like, fend for yourself and do these things. Not saying that we're not going to help you. We'll be happy to help you along the way.
Of course.
But there's just there's this kind of mentality in the Christian world that, like, is so helpless. Like, well, if God can just send this angel to just do this and the other, and it's like, yes, and a lot of why people are frustrated. A lot of the reasons behind that is, in ministry, they're frustrated with the calling of God is because they have spiritualized everything. And
yeah,
there's common sense. There's practical steps for you to do every single day that God can't do for you. And I know a lot of you want to get like hijacked by an angel and you know, just kind of like morphed into Pittsburgh with your own. No, there's things that you have to do. And these are only going to aid to your experience here and life in general. So these are all things that like if you do this, you could do anything.
Yeah. And our mission is raising ministers of excellence who deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ in word and power. And I think excellence is in there on purpose.
Yes.
You know, Pastor Jonathan came up with that mission himself, and everything we do here is with excellence. So no students are going to come in looking homely. Like in the sense, you're not going to come to a Revival Day Sunday service and be like, oh, that must be the Bible school students because they're wearing the same thing they wore last Sunday.
Right.
They're, you know, hanging around the kids' church so they can get the extra snacks, praying for a Holy Ghost handshake. Mm. You know, you're coming in with that excellence, that expectation of that how you're going to be in ministry, and we're going to raise you up just like you would do into any Fortune 500 company, just how you would walk into if you were going to walk into a job at or Apple or these
why is everybody so like, you know, ambitious and goal oriented like outside of church stuff? It's like I just was at a graduation. My nephew graduated yesterday, and you see 93% are going to their college, whatever thing. And so 93% of them are going to college. So it's like they've already structured that. They've already figured out where they're going to room and board, what they're going to do, what they're going to be, you know, studying. It's like, why does that stop when it comes to Christianity? Well, I don't know if that's a, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. But I'm encouraging you. Mm-hmm. Don't let that stop you. Come and be a part of that. This is just part of growing. That's part of, and again, we're going to facilitate whatever your needs is. If you want to like ask us what's a good place to live, is there an apartment? We'll be happy to answer those kinds of questions. But you've got to do the legwork. Why should you come to RTBI? First of all, the education that you're going to experience here is like no other. I can name you a couple of the classes. Do you have all of them? Yeah, right here. And we are really emphasizing bringing you up. See, I've also been a part of churches, and I've seen Christian schools just kind of err on like a lot of nutty things.
Yes, like I know there's been a lot, maybe some good happened out in IHOP, but I remember watching those live streams for like going on 56 hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, it dwindles down. And maybe, I don't even know what to say about that. But I mean, there's those people that sometimes, you get stuck up in the clouds and you get, you know, into all this almost like new agey stuff.
Yeah,
just beyond that, you heard this and you heard that and you saw God in this apple speak to you, the worm came out, you know. And so that I think that word and power, I don't feel like you should have to sacrifice a good education or getting spiritually minded.
Yes.
So there's some schools, too, that are very spiritually minded. It doesn't mean they have to be, you know, off in cuckoo land, but their emphasis is more on that. You're going to get that. You're going to see the healings. You're going to see those different aspects, the gifts.
A lot of the times, too, it's either you're, like, so heavy in the, you know, the fluff.
Yeah, signs and wonders.
That that you don't really have, like, a solid foundation in the word. And then there's other schools where it's just word and there's no move of the spirit. No, they're totally adamant, totally against it. Adamantly against it. So this is going to be the best of both worlds. You're going to get a solid foundation on the word of God, but you're also going to be exposed to the power that comes behind it, because we minister in word and in power, in spirit and in truth. And so we want to emphasize that, and that's going to be the number one, I think, draw in.
I think having both of those things where
it's like the sweet spot of ministry. It's like it's not dry, but it's also not like
super nutty.
So it's a perfect kind of dynamic. So that's what you're going to do. And the classes that you have are like, if I saw these classes, I'd want to do that. I'd want to take them. We've got your, just your normal classes, old tea, new tea. We've got the church history, which really this one's going to be special because there's the Pentecostal heritage added to that because we are of that vein. Mm-hmm. Holy Ghost and fire, but we got to know, like, where did we come from? Why? Like, just the history of that is important to know. Bible doctrines. If you have a faulty doctrine, you're done.
Yep.
I asked Pastor Donica this question, and actually Jonathan asked her, but I was there, so I feel like two are one. And he said, "What is one thing that you've seen over the years, 30-something years of ministry, that somebody has never recovered from?"
Wow.
And she said, "I've seen them recover from the most grotesque things. Drug addiction, infidelity, money laundering, all these kinds of wicked things." He's like, "But I've never seen anybody recover from false doctrine or faulty doctrine." So it doesn't even have to be false doctrine. It just could be you're off somewhere. Yeah. You know, that's too expensive. You gotta have a solid Bible doctrine foundation in your ministry, because if not, you're just gonna be tossed with every, you know, popular trend, that, mm-hmm. whatever. You gotta know the Bible doctrine.
What are that next class you're teaching? Tell us this, a little bit about the classes you're teaching.
So there's two classes that I'm gonna teach. One class this year for the upcoming students is the gifts of the Spirit, which Mel really was like, "I believe in you. You can do this." And I'm really excited about it because it is something that our ministry does. We do kind of like venture into the gifts of the Spirit. That's what we've prided ourselves, you know, in, because we aren't just a one kind of like one facet ministry. We want miracles, signs, and wonders. We that's mm-hmm. what we want to be known for. And for this class, I'm like extremely excited because it's a challenge for me to really hone in, because it's not just about teaching it, but showing it, you know? Yeah. And so it's been a challenge for me because I want to be fully engaged in that, you know? So I'm just really excited about it. I'm talking to Pastor Rodney because he's obviously the expert, and he's guiding me, and he's gonna give me material. One of those things being videos, yeah. video classes that he's taught, and so where I'm getting together with him, and we're just gonna lay it out as basic and practical. See, I was always taught that the gifts of the ministry, they were just gifts of the Spirit were, you know, ethereal.
Yeah.
You know, like in our, it's like you're, again, it's the you're either a pastor or this, but everything else is kind of like, it's like fairy dust. So there was no real practical element to anything. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, but that's it. So you just pray. Like, there's no real, why yeah. baptized with it? Why are we baptized
and
with the Holy
like
Spirit?
And it was like, you had to have, it, almost like you had a choice. Do you want to choose to pray for the gift of healing?
Right.
You know, do you want to choose to pray for this other gift, you know, of prophecy?
Right.
And it was like, which one do you feel that God has called you to? And exactly. maybe you look to that. Or do you have the gift of faith? And so there's all those different aspects. So then you start going to, you know, after a while, they always would tell us in school, if you don't continue to do it, you start to forget it.
Yeah.
It is so true, because it's been 16 years, you know, since I was in Bible school, and I'm excited to sit in on some of these classes, because as Adala said, you know, I don't remember what my teachers taught me. You know, that quote kind of goes, you know, I don't remember what they said.
Seriously.
But I remember the way they made you feel.
But, no, no, but
they may not legit. Remember, but how I felt leaving the class. But can continue.
But yeah, it's these are the things that are going to equip you to have this kind of ministry in the last days. This is what we're setting you up to impart in you, the fact that this is what's necessary. Mm-hmm. you can't have it without it. You know, you can't do ministry without, you know, discerning of spirits and being filled with the Holy Ghost and understanding these different gifts that are so readily available to the church. So it's that, the practicality aspect of it to me is what's going to set us apart, because not only are we're teaching you the practicals of it, how to walk in it every single day and how to function in it, how to not be scared of it. But, you know, because a lot of people, they have churches, but they're afraid to speak in tongues. It's like if you had the true revelation, the true knowledge as to why we're baptized and why we do what we do, you wouldn't be afraid to do it. You would do it. And so it's just like coming to that understanding. So that's the class that I'm teaching. Jonathan's going to teach. What is he going to teach?
Bible prophecy.
Which, boy, I'm so happy that I'm not doing that class, because that's a tricky one.
And there's a lot of other classes you can check on the website. Yes. We'll have them up there, too, as well, for even our second year courses. Even some basics, as Dallas was saying, those fundamentals. We're having Patrick, who's the head of our finances, teaching finances for ministers, or how to set up your ministry as well.
Yes.
Magalis, doing the church and ministry administration. What does it look like? How do you set it up? I don't know. I'm going to have to sit in that class too.
Seriously. It's these are the things that you do not walk away from. Like after you have a Bible school education, you don't know the logistics of it. Your 501c3. How do we do that? Can we start? Like once you're done with this program, these 2 year courses, you are going to be 501c3. You're not part of that class is to have your name, a title, your board, a 501c3, so that all you have to do is just start preach the gospel, and that and you will be fully launched in what God's called you to do. Another one that I thought was a standout is biblical sexuality. Like knowing your stance, like people don't understand.
Yes, people have been telling me that you have really wanted to teach that class.
I do not. I do not want to. And so that's important to be said. But I'm looking forward to whoever that is going to be. Because in this world,
day and age,
in this day and age,
you gotta know.
You gotta know.
And that's the thing, you know, I remember growing up, it was always, you know, read Josh McDowell on the you know, Case of Faith, or the books he would write, how do you defend your faith? And so many people, you can't.
Right.
You know, if you talk to someone on the street and you may say, I believe that God can heal, you may lay your hands, but what are the scriptures that you are going to speak over that person?
That's good.
And so having that knowledge and that understanding. The other thing to give you guys just some basic idea of the classes this fall are going to be on Tuesday to Friday, you know, between 9 and 3 p.m. So between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., all the students will be with us during prayer, 12 to 1. And that will give you the opportunity on Monday, we'll be off, that you can get a job, as well as you can secure a job anytime after 3 during the week. And a lot of you even work online. So that's going to be something that you can do as well. So it gives you just a basic idea, skeleton there, so you know, okay, I'm going to have the opportunity to be able to pay for my rent.
Yes.
You are going to have that. It's not going to be, I got to live by faith, you know, to get this need met. You will have the hours that are going to give you that ability to go find the job. That's now, it. I ain't going to find the job for you.
No.
You know, but I will tell
don't
you
go
there's
crazy.
A
Let's
lot
not go
of
crazy.
Things in the area for that. The other thing is that after the 2 years, our calendar's online. You have the typical fall semester, spring semester. You have your typical Thanksgiving breaks, Christmas breaks, so you can access that. But to let you know, after those 2 years, what you're going to receive is you're going to have that two-year Bible certificate, but you also will be able to receive your license to preach through Revival Ministries International Ministerial Association. So that's something that Jonathan has spoken about with Pastor Rodney and given you that ability that after those 2 years to connect you for you to then apply for that license to help launch you. Because I think what happens too is I remember even when I went to school, I was blessed that my dad was in the ministry. I had a connection after the ministry to go into the ministry because of that connection. Now, not many other people had that.
Right.
So really, unless you linked up with the right person or maybe married the right person or came from the right church, you were off to flounder.
Yep.
Like, there's a lot of people that were powerful. You know, a lot of people that you know, I was like, wow, this person is going to do great things in ministry. But they didn't have connections, and now they're just maybe working in business. But I know they had a call on their life, and I think the difference, well, I know the difference with us too, is that we're not going to give you your diploma, you know, have you pass across the stage and, you know, wipe our hands with you and say good luck.
Right.
We're going to help you make those connections to launch you then into ministry.
That's right.
You know, connect with churches that Revival Today connects with along the way. And so you're not going to just be sent off. So that's something that's very different, and that's something we're going to build you up and help you with that.
And impartation is real, y'all. Impartation is
very
so
much.
Real. For you to come here and be a part of that, you're going to find within yourself something that you never even saw. A new kind of boldness, a new kind of tenacity and courage to go after it, to not give a care about, you know, the fear of man. Like, that's going to drop off of you. That's what we give you here. Like a sense of clarity and this kind of like whatever dream that God has given you, we're going to say it's too small. As big as it might be, it'll be too small, because we want to infuse that in you. We want to impart the fact that time is very limited. We have a short amount of time and we need to put our hands to the plow. We need to work. And work some more and work
keep
again.
It,
and
on,
we got to
keep
it. We got to keep keeping on. And this is the joy of our lives. And I can vouch for Mel Mel as well, that, you know, to have you come and be a part of that so that we can see you do it and be another net, so to speak, to catch the lost. To me, that's like, that's what's driving me. That's what's the main component for me as to why I even care, because I got a lot on my plate, Mel Mel.
You do.
And
you really
why do I want to teach? Why do I want to just get into this? And that's why, because I know time is short.
And I think that covers our three reasons as to why to come here to RTBI. What stands out is that word empower, that hands-on ministry, and that in-person impartation. I can't tell you how many times I've sat in a service and I can't recall what was preached, but there was something deposited into me. It's like it gives you a vision and you're like, oh wow, this is how, you know, this A connects with B.
Yes.
And then you know, and I'm like writing down all these notes, like, and it doesn't have anything to do necessarily with the service, but it's like God speaking to me. Okay, this is what's going to happen.
That's
here.
Right. Yes.
And this is what how you can get to that next point. And I think sitting in, being under, you know, yourself, Pastor Jonathan, you know, Pastor Kofi, like these people that have gone and done crusades, have cast out demons, that have healed.
Yes.
Healed the sick. You can't leave without having something deposited
right,
into you.
Absolutely.
And to have that, you know, on a weekly basis, to be here on Sundays and experience that power, you know, and to be plugged in and then, you know, be in this wonderful city of Pittsburgh. I don't know what you're waiting for.
Yeah. And I really feel like, especially with our church congregants, that they've experienced that. It's different than just watching online. Being
very
here.
Very true.
There's a grace that comes on you. I know Jonathan was talking about that in prayer earlier today, but there's a grace that comes on you. And that's like the spirit of impartation. The grace that's on this house flows on you. And all of a sudden, like us, things come very easily. Favor comes on you. Clarity comes on you. Strength comes on you. Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And your joy is your strength. And your strength is your victory. All of these things, these are not little things to like oversee. Well, maybe I could just find something online. No, it matters where you plug in. It matters where you are, like physically where you are.
Yes.
And it doesn't make sense. In the natural, it doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't make sense that I can be sitting in a service with Pastor Rodney for 4 hours and have no idea what he's talking about, because he's talking about 18 different things, and know exactly what I'm to do when I leave.
Yes.
I know exactly
so
what
true.
I've got clarity on this. I'm going to start doing this. I've got it doesn't. It's impartation. It's a spiritual thing.
It's very
And for
true.
Us, you know, I think it was in 2011 when we first encountered his ministry, Pastor Rodney's ministry, because I wasn't well versed in the men of faith. I thought Rodney Howard Brown was dead. I thought Kenneth Copeland was dead.
I thought he was Reinhard Bonnke. You thought you're like, is this the man that raised
this is Reinhard
the dead?
This is Reinhard. All right. Yes, Crusades of Mil. I didn't know who anybody was.
It's true though.
What is the guy? The guy. The one who plays the piano.
Stevie Wonder.
No, he's not a minister. What is this?
Name? Well, you were playing like you were Stevie Wonder.
This guy. Anyway, so Jonathan was talking to me about all these different ministers.
Liberace.
No, he's not a minister. And I just was thinking, I have no idea who these people are.
It's true.
I don't know who anybody is.
All I knew was T.D. Jakes was alive. Because you would see those videos.
Yes.
But then they would never talk about it.
100%.
No. So you didn't know.
No.
It was still
And then T.L. Osborne, I thought he was dead. And then I realized he's not dead. But, you know, back in the day when he was still alive. Like, but now he is dead. He went to be home with the Lord on Valentine's Day. But I'm just saying, like, you know, all these things are just, like, fresh to me. So when I encountered Pastor Rodney, I was like, I thought you were dead, bro. And I go into a service. I didn't necessarily like it because it was new to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's with all the laughing? And then I remember being in a service. And there was a guy that was just rolling around laughing.
Wow.
And for like an hour and a half. And it ticked me off at first. And then I was thinking, like, this has to be supernatural because no one has it in them to laugh that long.
That is
and
a long time.
I remember Pastor Rodney standing in front of me and saying, this man hasn't been able to smile in 3 years because he just lost his wife to cancer. And it just was, for the last 3 years, they've been battling it. And it's been, you know, fear and oppression. And now he said for the first time he could smile, for the first time he could laugh. And that broke something on the inside of me. Mm-hmm. And it was at that service that he called us out. And he said, took me 30 years of ministry, I impart to you. And we were just a few years in it. And I remember the next meeting that we had, it went on for 4 weeks. We had never had an extended meeting. Mm-hmm. We had never had more than $10,000 come in an offering. And the next meeting, $30,000 came in the offering, and we went for a month. So I could be an idiot and just say that was a coincidence, or I can see the reality of impartation.
Very true.
And I received something. I received a deposit that day that changed the trajectory of this ministry of Jonathan and I's life. And so that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Great, you're getting a solid education and a foundation on what it is that you're doing. But the most important thing is to be where the Spirit of God resides, because
Amen.
It's in the Spirit that you're gonna receive the truth that you need, the clarity. Huh?
Y'all can't see it, but I'm two-stepping.
Somebody sit down. Bum, 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 bum. We don't need to.
No, but really, you were going on one, and I agree. Like, who else better to explain? I mean, impartation, but giving those real life examples. It's one thing to speak about it, you know, or say, you know, well, my grandpa went to, you know, this Billy Graham service, and, you know, this was imparted on him, and then my family got saved from that, and now I'm here. And it's all these stories, but it's another thing to actually hear it and see it and happening.
Yes.
Still
to
this
day. Yeah. You're in the miracle. You're in the bubble. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, to me, that is going to be something that's going to bring a lot of hope,
yes,
if you need it, into your life. I remember a guy coming in here and saying, like, I just want to be here because I want to dream bigger.
Wow.
And when I'm here, I dream bigger. And if that's the only thing that you come here for, it's worth coming here for.
It is. It is. Now, this is a question somebody wrote in here, too. If you could choose one person.
Here we go.
In this room.
Here we go.
Who would you say is your best friend?
Mel, you're the only one up in here.
No, but it goes back to connections for me, and that's why I say it. But, you know, in reality, too, I always think I'm the triplet of the bunch, because I do feel that connection,
yes,
to both you and Megalith, and it's more than just friendship. We get his humor. It's a supernatural thing.
Yeah, no, it is.
God really does that
yeah.
with you, and you're going to have these friendships that you're going to develop and cultivate when you're here with other Bible school students, with people that just go to Revival Today Church.
Yeah.
And you're going to find that you're going to have that support system that you may be like, I don't want to leave where I'm at now. Or maybe you're like, I need to leave where I'm at now. And you're going to be here. You're going to make those connections, and it's going to be that fulfillment, not only in the spiritual sense, you know, but you're going to have that emotional connection, that wholeness, where
yes.
you're going to have that joy. Like, I walk around here all day, every day, making jokes.
It's
you know, to an audience of one, many a times, but still to say there's just a different joy, there's just a different lightness in your step, and just fun to wake up in the morning and be excited to go somewhere.
100%. And being around like-minded, kindred folk is, to me, a dream come true, because I didn't think that they existed.
Yeah.
Outside Unicorns. Of you and I was like, there's nobody else who is going to be like thinking the way we do.
There probably is very few, to be honest. But
seriously. But here we are.
Yes.
We got the Motley Crue happening right now. And it's, you know, it's just, we are all of like mind. And that's to encourage you as well. Like, if you think that you're going to somehow give something up and God's not going to give it back to you, you know, 1,000 times better. You're bugging. You're totally bugging. Actually, you'll look back and see the friendships that you have right now were superficial, shallow, and the things that you experience here in Bible school with the people that you experience, it's gonna last you a lifetime. It's
very true.
These people are just, they're always gonna be there. It's a good network system to be a part of, because there's not a lot of people like us, Mel.
There really isn't. And one thing that my old youth pastor, Pastor Ryan, you know, McDowell used to always say to us in reference to his wife, you know, Rebecca, was that God doesn't take a sirloin away from you without giving you a T-bone.
Yes.
You know, so some of y'all holding on to that sirloin with both hands. That well done.
I don't even know if it's a sirloin as much as
sirloin flank
liver.
Steak. You know, and it could be it could be a job. It could be, you know, a relationship. It could be, you know, the status quo, your comfort, whatever it is. And you really need to release that.
Yes.
Because God has so much more in store for you. I mean,
unbelievable.
T-bone
things.
Weed here. Great.
Unbelievable.
All the time.
We certainly do.
You know, spiritually in a sense, and then in a physical sense, the best food around right
it
here.
Is. No, legit. So I want to encourage you, if that's you and you want to be a part of this, I want you to sign up. The applications are open. There's a couple questions that you have to ask, a pastoral reference, and you can find all of that where, Mel?
RevivalTodayBibleInstitute.com. Do me a favor to follow us on Facebook. Also follow us on Instagram, RTBI Institute. We put out a lot of different content for you, different things you guys can follow as well, and connect with us.
And we'd love to have you be a part of this and have you come alongside us to change the world. Because, y'all, time is short. Also, be reminded of that. Time is very short. I mean, it's been 17 years, boo.
Tick.
17 years since she and I, this woman across the table from me, you know, started a friendship. 17 what?
Years.
What is that? We could have had like a seven, like if one of us got married and had a kid, we could have had a 17-year-old.
We really could have.
That's crazy.
If you had a kid at that age.
No.
That's true. They could be coming to the school right now.
But yes, they could be. That's crazy. But I just want you to know, time goes by so quickly.
It really does.
If God is quick in this, in your spirit, then be quick to respond to it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person here listening to this broadcast. And I ask you that if this is the call that they are asking for, I pray that you would illuminate that on the inside of them and let them not even be able to sleep with excitement. Let them, I pray that you would solidify it and brand it in their heart that this is the school for them in the name of Jesus. No more delays, no more fear. I command it to come off you in Jesus' name. Do what God has called you to do. And if that is to be a part of this school, then in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would just go after it like never before. In Jesus' name, welcome incoming class of 2022 to Revival Today Bible Institute. Your lives are never going to be the same.
Amen.
I love you. Dean Mel, say goodbye.
See you this fall.
We're going to also sing you a song.
Oh, what is it?
It's called Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, because we don't want you to chase no waterfalls anymore. Just stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it.